I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. This is National Farm Safety and Health Week, and the theme of this year's Safety Week is that farm safety yields results. Scott Heiberger of the National Farm Medicine Center says the center's Telling the Story project has become an important tool to get the word out.
The project tells first-person accounts of injury situations, close calls. Far from being embarrassed, they want other farmers and farm families to learn from their situation so that the same thing doesn't happen to them.
The National Education Center for Agriculture Safety has been holding daily seminars addressing particular safety issues. The seminars can be found at necasag.org, along with videos and other information about farm safety and health. A study by Penn State researchers released earlier this year looked at emergency room admissions over a recent five-year period. It suggested that the agriculture industry was even more dangerous than previously believed. The research showed that from January 2015 through December of 2019, more than 60,000 people were treated in emergency departments for non-fatal agricultural-related injuries. Nearly a third of those injured were kids, according to the study's author, Judd Michael, professor of agriculture and biological engineering. Before that research, knowledge of non-fatal agricultural injuries was somewhat limited. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were 574 private sector ag workers fatally injured on the job in 2018. Transportation incidents resulted in 274 deaths. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.